This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. I said, let me take it. And it was incredible the way it worked. Incredible.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, and has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, returning to work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court on Wednesday to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against four Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. U.S. Attorney Zachary Terwilliger spoke after the two militants from Britain made their initial appearance in federal court.
There will be a detention hearing on Friday at 11 a.m. That's where their attorneys can argue, if they so choose, that they should be released pending trial. And I can tell you the government will be seeking detention in this matter.
El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by the hostages they held captive because of their British accent. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd that set off worldwide demonstrations on racial inequality has been freed on bond. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, posted bail Wednesday and was released from custody. According to court documents, Chauvin posted a $1 million bond. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. It was Chauvin who bystander video captured with his knee on the handcuff Floyd's neck for several minutes before Floyd died on May 25th. The video set off protests around the world. Chauvin and three other since-fired officers also charged in Floyd's death are currently scheduled to be tried together in March. I'm Mike Gracia.
After coming ashore on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Wednesday, Hurricane Delta has moved back into the Gulf of Mexico and is headed towards Louisiana. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Delta hit Cancun in Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters say Delta will get to Category 3, headed to Governor John Bel Edwards State, Louisiana. He says people need to act fast.
You need to be where you intend to be as you ride out the storm.
Forecasters say Delta could reach land near Terry Guarisco's house in Morgan City, Louisiana. He usually sleeps through these storms.
I have a feeling of doom about my house. And I have a good house and strong, but you never know.
Aubrey Truxillo is hoping Delta takes a sharp turn.
Hunker down, that's all you can do. We've lucked out twice.
Last month, Hurricane Sally was a miss, making landfall in Alabama. I'm Ed Donahue.
French scientist Emmanuel Charpentier and American Jennifer A. Doudna have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a method of genome editing known as CRISPR. Emmanuel Charpentier says that she hopes her win inspires others.
I wish that this would provide a positive message to specifically to the young fellows, the young girls who would like to follow the path of science.
The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and a prize of $1.1 million. The money was increased recently to adjust for inflation. On Wall Street, stocks finished trading up on Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 1.91%. The S&P 500 gained 1.75%, while the NASDAQ rose by 1.88%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.